America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The one thing about Josh is he gives you a chance to get the ball, right? Because he is so strong. He reminds me a little bit like Steve McNair, Ben Roethlisberger back there, where when you get there, you have to make sure you not only try to tackle him, but you almost have equally as good a chance of tackling the ball because he just kind of hangs it out there like a loaf of bread. So I think the biggest thing is to throttle down. That's the first thing. Let's make sure we secure and try to get the sack and then try to attack the ball in doing so.
That is Dolphins defensive coordinator Anthony Weaver. Welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. We're at the halfway mark this afternoon. I'm live at Batavia Downs Raceway and Casino for the Legends and Stars memorabilia show. And things kicking off here around 10 a.m. this morning. They'll go till 5 p.m. this afternoon. And still plenty of time yet to hit the stage today. Howard Ballard, Bruce Smith, Eric Wood, Cornelius Bennett, Daryl Talley, all still not hitting the stage till almost 2 or 2:30. So plenty of time to get down here to Batavia, about a 30-minute drive from downtown Buffalo. Kids 12 and under are free admission for all. There's $10. For full details, head to legendsandstars.net. But I head back to the Wester Hotline because joining me now from our friends over at the Sun Sentinel, it's Dolphins beat reporter David Ferronis. And David, welcome, my friend. Long time no chat. I haven't seen you since, what, like last year maybe when Marcel was in town. And it's good to chat with you, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's an annual trip and sometimes twice a year a trip to Buffalo. So always fun. I'm on a layover right now in Philly, about to head over pretty soon.
Well, I would tell you that I look forward to the potential of seeing you twice this year, but a tough start to the season, David. Not sure that'll be in the cards for the Dolphins, especially if they don't find a way to win tomorrow. Overall, David, pull aside for a moment, if you would, the, you know, trying to win games without your franchise quarterback, and obviously, you know, we know what that looked like without him in the lineup. But pulling that aside, what has gone wrong for this Dolphins team, short of losing their starting quarterback? Which I think a lot of teams would have troubles overcoming that, but the dramatic nature in which they struggled, I think was a bit eye opening for, I know, people outside of the organization, but Dolphins fans said, well, what's gone wrong for you, and where are you placing most of the blame on why this season has gone the way that it has, which I think are against a lot of the expectations going into the year.
Boy, where to start? I mean, yes, you do lose Tua Tagovailoa for four games, and he recovered pretty quickly from the concussion, but medical experts that said he should be on IR, just give him more time to recover since he has that injury history with the cases of head trauma. So you miss him for four games. They lose three of those four, and it's just mind-boggling how the offense completely goes awry when there's another quarterback in the lineup. But a lot of backup quarterbacks in the NFL would kill to have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle to throw to in Mike McDaniel's offense, and it's just stunning how it doesn't work when it's not Tua in there. Now, maybe the reasons are complexities in the offense. It's tough for someone else to come in who's not as used to it. Now, Skylar Thompson, he was the first backup up, and he's in his third year in the system, and he couldn't run it. Granted, that was in Seattle, hostile environment, so maybe that played a role in it. But then he gets injured. Tyler Snoop Huntley is in there as a guy they signed 2 weeks earlier, and now all of a sudden he's thrust into starting duties, and there's a lot of pre-snap penalties, motions not going right, just everything out of sorts. So, yeah, and then you had your first game back with Tua. You saw some glimpses of the offense returning, but then the defense, which had been so reliable with Anthony Weaver coming in, you heard from him, maybe offering some bulletin board material in Buffalo with the Josh Allen comment about him hanging the ball out like a loaf of bread. He's been pretty good this year with the defense, but then Tua comes back, and against the Cardinals, the defense gives up the late scores for a last-second field goal, 28-27, a little bit of a shootout going on there. So just finding new, different ways to lose, even as Tua comes back, and backs against the walls against the team that has been their most dreaded foe in recent memory.
David, we'll get more on Tua in just a second. Listen, I mean, I follow a lot of Dolphins fans. I've got college roommates that are all Dolphins fans. So, listen, I hear a lot from fans all the time. And, you know, one of the things that it seems more and more is obviously McDaniel has taken a lot of the, you know, I don't know, strays and the shots and the firing squads from the fan base and you know, for not being able to execute and or, you know, run the football or find any level of success without Tua in the lineup. But the other person that I've seen quite a bit of criticism of is Dolphins GM, you know, Chris Greer. And you know, listen, going into the season, I think it's hard. In hindsight, it's always 20-20, David. But, you know, Tua finishes last year without having the injury issues. So I think, you know, the idea that this team was going to spend big money or resources on a backup, you know, it's nice to think in hindsight, but you weren't expecting to start the season with Tua missing, you know, four of the first 6-7 weeks of the season. But it did feel like this team was not prepared for any level of life without Tua. And some of that falls in the GM, some of that falls in the head coach. What maybe level of blame are you putting on the you know, Chris Greer, the Dolphins GM, for this team not being able to be competitive year over year in a roster that last year, you know, had a 3-game lead in the division and blew it, and this year starting the way that they started?
Correct, and it's just inexcusable for the Dolphins not to be prepared with the backup quarterback situation when you consider Tua's injury history. So, yes, they did get fortunate in 2023 that Tua made it through his first full season healthy, but you almost kind of feel like, boy, he's due at some point because he has that history. And the Dolphins try to get off maybe the cheap way and going with Mike White, and he was a more economical choice against the salary cap. And his first year with the Dolphins, sure, you didn't really need him. Tua made it too healthy. But then you always kind of felt it might pop up again. And then Mike White, he was back in a competition in the last preseason with Skylar Thompson, and all of a sudden White is not looking like the guy that we had seen with the Jets, you know, come in and pull off a victory every now and then, very up and down, even when he got his chances. But every now and then he could just provide a stellar outing and lift the Jets to victory. We were not seeing that in training camp and the preseason. So Thompson almost, I don't even want to say he won the competition. It was more just Mike White lost it. And then Thompson ends up your backup, and it's really inexcusable for resources not to be spent at that position when you have such a talented roster that has a win-now window with Tyreek Hill 30, Jalen Ramsey 29,
yep.
Teron Armstead at left tackle. Maybe this might be his last season. And a season could just go awry so easily because of one injury to the starting quarterback.
David Fronis here on the Wester Hotline. He's the Dolphins beat reporter for the Sun Sentinel. I'm Nick Erie, live here from Batavia Downs. We are previewing tomorrow's 1 p.m. matchup, Bills-Dolphins, which, of course, you can hear right here on the flagship WGR Sports Radio 550. David, let's kick back to Tua in his first game back last week against a leaky Arizona Cardinals defense. One of the things I noticed, whether it was, you know, from a play calling perspective, maybe it was Tua wanting to make sure he gets the ball out quickly. Listen, this is an offense and this is a quarterback who is known for getting the ball out quick and, you know, typically on his first or second read. But I noticed an additional concerted effort last week coming off of injury where it was maybe Mike McDaniel, you know, calling plays that got the ball out even quicker, but Tua was really a concerted effort to get the ball out quick. Is that a sustainable model for this team moving forward where, you know, Tua's just going to try to get the ball out in under 2 seconds, knowing that what the Bills are going to do and what the Bills have been successful doing, maybe more than any other defense that the Dolphins have played over the last couple of seasons, is taking away that first read? Can they be sustainable? Can they win a game knowing that if the ball isn't out in under 2 seconds, that this offense might struggle?
Right, and here's another area where the Dolphins did not invest significant resources. It's upgrading the interior of the offensive line. So, and when I asked Tua about his confidence in that group ahead of the season, he told me, well, brother, I get the ball out quickly, so it doesn't matter. Now, is it sustainable? Well, the Bills have had a lot of success with it. They run so many things off their two high safety looks, and they do it more against the Dolphins than other teams. So, yeah, that could explain a lot as to how you keep Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle underneath you, and then if you're taking away the first read, then Tua obviously has to go through his progression, and without a strong offensive line in front of him, then it makes it more difficult to go through a progression. So it's certainly a challenge, and it's something that Sean McDermott has been successful in defending. And now Tua, he got his feet wet a little bit last week. He had a fairly efficient game. He did have the big costly mistake of a mishandled snap that went for a safety. It kind of got the ball rolling for Arizona to make its comeback and take control in the second half. But now Tua gets his second game back against a familiar foe, and honestly, a stadium that has been a house of horrors for the Dolphins, not winning there since 2016. So it'll be a challenge.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Let's talk about this defense, David, and obviously the struggles over the last couple of weeks, more so than early in the season, but a lot of that really, I think you can look at directly the injuries this defense has sustained. Obviously, Jalen Phillips coming off of the Achilles injury really looked like he had that quickness, that bounce back, and then, obviously has a season-ending knee injury, and now you've got Javon Holland, probably your defense's best player, listed as doubtful, didn't practice all week with a hand and knee injury. Kader Kohu is listed as out. He didn't practice all week, so he's not going to play. And obviously Zach Sealer, who I think is their best interior defensive lineman, out again this week with an eye injury and will not play. So just with these injuries mounting, David, how do you, if you're Anthony Weaver, approach a game against Josh Allen? It'll be his second game as a defensive coordinator here in Miami against Josh Allen. The first one obviously not going particularly well. What do you do if you're this defense to try to slow down this Bills offense, knowing Josh Allen's not turning the football over at the rate we're used to seeing Josh Allen turn the football over?
Absolutely, and yeah, as if it weren't tough enough, the Dolphins not only at 2-5 at this point in the year, trying to avoid 2-6 against a team that always routinely beats them. Now you have to defend Josh Allen in a situation where five of your starting defenders in your nickel package are out. You listed them. Javon Holland at safety, well, he's doubtful, but he's probably not going to play. Zach Sealer on the defensive line, who we've seen actually make big plays against Buffalo, that playoff game a couple years ago, scored a touchdown defensively. Your two outside edge rushers, so Bradley Chubb still recovering from last year's knee injury. Jalen Phillips, he suffers a season-ending knee injury this year after rehabbing his torn Achilles from the year before. So you don't have those guys. Kader Kohu, who's pretty impactful as a nickel in just allowing Jalen Ramsey to go move around as much as he does. So it's going to present quite the challenge against Allen, and you're right. He's not turning the ball over the way we're used to seeing. One interception this year. I did see the five fumbles number, so maybe that's where Anthony Weaver's coming from. And reaching back to that, his propensity, Josh Allen's propensity, to maybe hang the ball out a little bit when he does scramble. But when he does that, he's ready to fire somewhere, and he's ready to make plays. So you obviously take the very good with the few times bad in those cases. And I think for the Dolphins, that is what they're going to need to do. If they can get Josh Allen to revert back to turning the ball over, then that's how this game can be flipped in their favor. But the way Allen has been going this year, he seems very intent on not allowing opponents to do that.
So let me ask you this, David. Tuesday, November 5th, the NFL trade deadline. How much maybe hinges on this game and the result of this game tomorrow at 1 p.m. about what the Dolphins end up doing at the trade deadline? We're talking about a lot of these injuries, obviously losing Jalen Phillips for the year. Does a win maybe put them in buying mode where maybe they go out and try to get an edge rusher to replace Jalen Phillips? They should be getting Bradley Chubb back at some point this season too. So maybe they stay put because they know they're getting a little healthier down the line here as well. Or I guess really the question is, if they find themselves losing this game, David, it would be a really difficult hole to dig themselves out of. Would you maybe see them as sellers at the trade deadline, moving on from some players with an eye towards next year?
Yeah, I want to see them selling and starting over per se, because they've built the core of this roster to win now, and they're kind of committed to a lot of salaries for the next few seasons. So you're kind of committed to this core, and you kind of have to see it out with them. You didn't really put yourself in a position to pivot. So Tua got an extension ahead of this season. Jalen Ramsey, he did too, making himself the richest cornerback. Tyreek Hill had a bunch of guarantees added. Jalen Waddle earned his extension. So Jalen Phillips, he had his fifth-year option. Bradley Chubb has a few more years left. So you've kind of committed to it. Mike McDaniel also got an extension as a coach. So it's a difficult situation to just start over in the event of the anticipated loss in this case. If the Dolphins were to pull off a win, then, yeah, you can see, all right, now you all of a sudden have this upswing of confidence. You were able to go into Buffalo and win it against the AFC East leading team and your hated rival. And now all of a sudden you're thinking, okay, yeah, if we can go in there and win, then we can beat all these other teams on our schedule. So it gives a whole different perspective to the rest of the season, where maybe, yeah, you do look for an edge rusher, let's say. The Dolphins do have Emmanuel Ogba going there. He came back after they released him for cap space, and he wasn't really signed anywhere else. And he's been okay there, but the Dolphins aren't really getting too many sacks. Rookie Chop Robinson, you haven't seen his development come through in the form of getting home to the quarterback yet, although he has had some pressures in certain situations. So maybe they get guys back. Maybe they add someone. So a win would really flip things around. Calais Campbell, a veteran defensive tackle, said it could be a catalyst to get the team going on the run that they want to go on.
All right, David, appreciate you, buddy. Tell the folks where they can find your work for Bills fans looking to follow along with some Dolphins beat reporters.
Yeah, sunsentinel.com. All my articles are there, and also at David Furones, F-U-R-O-N-E-S _ on X or Twitter.
All right, my friend, I appreciate you. Pleasure chatting, and I'm sure I'll see you for a little quick lunch hello tomorrow up in the press box. It was good chatting with you, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Look forward to it.
All right, buddy. David Furones there, a Dolphins beat reporter for the Sun Sentinel. I'm Nick Erie. I'm here live at Batavia Downs for the Legends and Stars Memorabilia Show. Be going until 5 p.m. today. Reminder, all kids 12 and under, free of charge for entry into today's activities, and paid admission for $10 for everyone else. You'll get $10 back in free play on the gaming floor. And for full details on autograph prices and everyone that'll be here in attendance today signing autographs, just head to legendsandstars.net. Timeout on the other side. We'll get to two timeouts here coming up and getting into the 1 o'clock hour. We'll have some gents from Trainwreck Sports joining us here, talk about what they got going on this week and for tomorrow for the Bills game. We'll also have Ryan Hasenauer joining us again to update on everything going on here at Batavia Downs for the Legends and Stars Memorabilia Show. I'm Nick Erie. This is WGR.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.